No, absolutely not. Nah. 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 I'm gonna scream. 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 I'm gonna scream over this bit. I'm putting my foot down now.
Hey, hey, let's go!
Bricks in the end zone.
Come on, let's go!
That's the first time we've actually heard of the jingle. So there's no context here for anyone. But no. That's the first time we've had it in our ears.
I'm so excited.
There's a reason for that. And that reason is we have a new engineer just for today.
Special guest appearance.
It's very exciting because you'll probably know John best from famous podcasts like Nonsensical, which me and John appeared on. John, do you have a microphone? Do you want to say hello?
I can say hello, yeah. Hello.
He's so excited.
Is he better than Charlie already?
I thought you were saying the special guest was JP. After that 3 month layoff.
Yeah,
that makes sense. JP, where the hell have you been?
All across the world.
All across the world?
All across the world.
On a Bites tour without us.
A Bites tour. LA was wonderful. Vegas was a lot of fun. And then we just spent the weekend in Riga, in Latvia.
Riga, what the hell were you doing in Riga in Latvia?
Stag.
You were on a stag.
That was our stag. Not my stag. Beer. Not yet.
I've received an interesting review of your stag from the Airbnb people, which I think I'll just read out so that everyone can picture the kind of people you are. Not me, you. So this is from
the context. Adley didn't go.
I wasn't there. No. This is Igor, who looks like a lovely young man, and Igor said, "This is." It hasn't not correct English, but our fill in. This is the worst experience ever. It's a strong start, isn't it?
Absolutely.
He's not really holding back, is he? So
no.
This is the worst experience ever. Arrived earlier without informing us in advance and checked out later.
We are.
So straight
rebels.
Away, you're not respecting his time.
Hashtag rebels.
There. Yeah. Then he's gone. Apartment left in so awful condition. It is hard to imagine. With an exclamation mark. Okay, so he's starting to paint a picture for us here.
Yeah, a dirty, dirty picture.
Get the feeling that picture's about to develop. What am I thinking?
Yeah.
At the moment, I'm kind of picturing Greeny in his pants, passed out, a la Spain.
It was me in my pants last week.
Yeah, everyone in their pants. He carries on. Vomited and pissed all over. What the hell? Why are you pissing all over?
No one's going to answer that because it wasn't any of us.
We'll carry on.
Even all the beds.
That's not true. All the beds.
Is he suggesting the beds were pissing or that the beds were pissed on? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He then goes, slander. We're smoking in the apartment, even it is prohibited.
That didn't happen.
No one condones that.
I don't think it did.
That's tough to know.
There was a balcony. The balcony was
And
used.
This is my personal favourite. If we would host 11 pigs, flat would be left in much better condition. Never host these guys September 2017. So,
Thank you, Igor.
I can honestly say that the three of us were not involved in most of those activities.
Yeah, most.
It worries me that, you know, if we were there.
Mine and JP's room was stunningly left and it was the rest. It was everyone else.
I'd share room with Charles.
Oh dear.
What if
South by Southwest Festival in Texas want us to be, you know, keynote speakers next year as podcast experts, and then
they
speak to Igor and find out that we would leave the place.
Well, I can confirm that Airbnb account has now been deleted through fear of never coming back.
It's as simple as it is.
Should we get on with things?
Sorry, yeah. Anyway, let's
back to the NFL.
week one.
And
actually came back.
There's been some football. We're going to talk all about what's happened and look forward to week two. And this episode, JP's back. We're all very excited. John's on the mixing desk, so it's bound to be a good show. We'll kick off with the question of the week, as we always do. This one's come from Jack, who asks, with Tolzien throwing an interception with his first throw, that doesn't sound good,
no.
What's your biggest failure in an activity being done for the first time? I love this question. It leads you into directions so far away from NFL. Greeny, what's your biggest failure of doing an act?
Which one did you pick, Greeny?
Yeah, I struggled to think of what I did as bad as Tolzien, but I've gone with golf. So had a few lessons growing up, and very shortly into it, I went to the driving range to Topgolf. If you're familiar, where you get points depending how far you hit it, and I got caught in between a bit of a Happy Gilmore. and a bit of a 5-iron, 200 yards, but the club went...
Sorry. Oh, my biggest failure was my first ever time of playing golf. I just hit it 200 yards.
I got caught attempting that, and I threw the club 100 yards, snapping on impact. But the ball may have rolled in and got me about 12 points. So
that
it was a
that makes sense.
Overall win.
Okay, well, that's not too embarrassing. Charles, can you beat that?
I forgot to think of something for this, so I'm going to say that my biggest failure the first time is that this was my first proper stag, like Laz stag, and I failed because I shat the bed and left a horrible review on Airbnb. No, that's not true. I
wonder why our room's stank.
It's been a rather vulgar start to the podcast.
Yeah.
John, we're not always like this.
Well, that's not true. But I
don't have an answer.
I'm pretty good at everything.
You're good at everything.
I'm pretty good at everything. I don't know.
We'll have to move on then. Yeah. You're literally too good. JP, do you have an answer?
I do. I mean, I'm going to say quad biking. And when you originally say quad biking, you're like, what can possibly go wrong? It's got four wheels and you just pull the handle and you drive.
It's simple.
But me and Greeny, we were in Mexico last year. And we're quad biking. There was some rough terrain.
He just wants to chuck out that he's travelling.
We were abroad, isn't he?
We were on some like sandy sandy roads, and like they were quite difficult to control. But we came across like a lagoon, and the instructors, who don't speak very good English, they're basically like, you just need to keep on the accelerator, just not too much, and you'll just drive through. I sunk.
You sunk.
My quad bike got stuck in the middle of the lagoon and it sunk down and I was stuck in the middle of the
Somehow
water.
He thought he was in a hovercraft and decided to just drift across the puddle.
That doesn't sound ideal.
It's my quad bike.
But you're here to tell the tale.
I'm still here.
I had to rescue him.
I did think of one that I did, one of those people who first attempt ice skating, and I was one of those people like a la cartoon running.
Legs,
you know,
behind you.
Like 5 foot in the air.
Legs
horizontal. An almighty clatter. So yeah, that was pretty, yeah, entertaining for people watching me.
That makes sense.
Yours, Ad?
Anything sexual for me, I guess, was been failures. But while we're talking about
weaknesses, to have done these things.
But while we're talking about weaknesses, I wanted to explain my I have a very loud crunch, and I don't like that. I can't eat apples at my desk because I disturb people. Anyway, we should talk about football. Thanks, Jack. I don't think we really properly answered your question. We didn't even mention Tolzien, but it sounds like through an interception. We're going to talk about our predictions from last week. So looking into what happened over the past few days of football, this is our segment called You've Been Shamed. Who came out with that name?
I did.
JP, well done.
I quite liked it.
You've been creative while you've been away.
British reference.
So JP, do you want to go through last week's player predictions and then you can shame us that got wrong? How do you want to play this?
Well, I wasn't going to go over all of them again. You know, it's a bit boring.
We don't do that,
I'm just going to go over the ones that you guys and myself that we failed on.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to start off by shaming you, Adley.
Oh, good.
Naming Kelvin Benjamin as your main wide receiver.
What did he do? Did he do anything?
He did nothing.
That was the problem.
Nothing. One reception for 25 yards. Reading far too much into those pre-season performances.
It was. Yeah.
And
well,
he just did nothing.
Is that going to be a trend for the season, or is he going to bounce back?
I mean, he can't do that much worse as the number one wide receiver for a team with a decent run-in. But
I think it's just Newton looked quite poor to begin with.
Yeah. I think there was rustiness all around.
He's got a bit of a shoulder issue.
Most quarterbacks.
Cam Newton?
He does. Yeah. There was one throw, I think it was about 50 yards, that it ended up getting intercepted. Very good interception by the defence. But
it was like an OBJ one-handed catch.
It was an incredible catch.
And I will post that.
That could have easily made you a bit of a champion right now, but sadly...
You got it all wrong.
I'm then going to shame myself.
Oh, dear.
Tyler Eifert.
Like you did in the Airbnb.
No, let's...
Oh, sorry, I'll leave it.
We've moved on from that, Charles.
Tyler Eifert and Russell Wilson. I mean...
Oh, wow.
Wilson looked dreadful. I watched quite a lot of that game, and he just looked crap.
I read somewhere that the Seahawks now, in their last 10 road games, 4 of them, they haven't scored a touchdown.
Yeah, that's shocking, isn't it?
That's a stat.
Is he considered one of the best in the league quarterbacks?
He got two Super Bowls in his first three seasons as a quarterback.
Is he up there though with Matt Ryan and, you know, and all the others?
Your quarterback,
you know, any others?
I mean,
there was talk he was going to get back there this season, being fully fit, being able to run, and getting some weapons around.
Their offensive line was appalling.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
I mean, and then Tyler Eifert as well caught one pass for 4 yards. But I'm purely blaming Charles and Andy Dalton for this. Charles has been drumming the Andy Dalton beat Don't get off it yet.
The Baltimore defense are very good.
Speaking of Charles, it must be a shaming moment here for Charles. Did he make any bad picks last week?
Well, usually I would only pick sort of one and two people, but for this week, I'm also shaming Charles and Greeny.
Everyone gets shamed.
Good.
For picking Lev Bell. They went for the easy option. They went for one of the best running backs in the league against one of the worst teams, the Browns.
Have some faith.
And Lev Bell only got 32 rush yards on 10 carries and 15 yards through the air. I'm shaming both of you for taking the easy option.
You've both been shamed. Backfiring. How does it feel?
I deserve it. I deserve it. But I feel like I made up for it. But in other areas...
We'll come on to that later.
But, yeah, no.
But basically, we're going to go through like our top picks at the end of this show, and then so listen out for them, and then next week we'll
let us know your
be shaming
them. Well. We've had some thoughts on Twitter of who everyone thinks is going to have a big week.
Actually, I just wanted to give a shout out to Jack, actually, who asked that question. His one of his picks was Austin Hooper,
oh, wow.
who actually was tight end one this week, so for that one huge touchdown.
It was like 130 yards and a touchdown.
Jack on Twitter. 130-yard touchdown.
Jack, you can replace any of this lot any day long. Charles, do you want to talk to us about any news? Has there been none?
No, there won't. There's been some big news. David Johnson, the first round draft pick of in fantasy drafts for pretty much every
not just first
league.
Round,
first pick, excuse me, is out for 2 to 3 months with a wrist injury. He's on the IR, and that is devastating news for anyone who had the first overall pick. I mean, it's...
But good news for everyone else, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the whole league gets opened up now, and that's what you get. NFL comes with big injuries, and another one is also Allen Robinson out for the season with an ACL tear.
What do you do if you've got these players? You just got to act quick on the wire, don't you? Isn't it?
And I mean, you know, to a lesser extent, Danny Woodhead.
You've hopefully drafted smartly, so you've got some depth on the bench. But yeah, you've got to keep an eye out on that.
And
you've got
to make better decisions each week. You can't afford to leave someone with 20 points on the bench if they fluke it.
You've got to get lucky.
Yeah,
that's a good tip, isn't it, guys? Guys, get lucky.
But
and
someone said that famously.
And also in other big name running backs, we haven't had a chance to talk about it since
Draft Punk.
Got announced. It got announced while we were on the stag that Ezekiel Elliott's the 6-match ban looks like it might be deferred up until potentially next year.
So that is crazy news.
Anyone who got him in the second or even third round is laughing. Because
is that you, Charles? Are you laughing at us, Charles?
That's me laughing. But although in one of my leagues, I got him with David Johnson.
If I hear the words in one of my leagues, that's banned.
It's my most hated phrase.
No one cares about your fantasy.
In one of my leagues, I actually got 300 points.
Some people have been fortunate enough to offset the David Johnson news with having Zeke. So, but you know, it's
squeaking going on, Greeny. Are you okay? Is it a new chair?
It's a throne. It's a throne after 2 week one victories.
You're having fun,
in both
you?
Leagues.
In both four. Any other news or just injuries, really? There was no other news, there?
I mean, mainly injuries.
We'll talk about the Eagles later.
And also, though, the Jags are
We'll talk
back.
About that later. We'll talk about the Eagles and the Jags later, surely.
Absolutely.
Like now. Week one recap.
So that's a smooth segue.
I've practiced that one earlier. So I've got here, we should all talk about what stood out for us week one. So I'll kick us off. And of course, as an Eagles fan, which is a bit like supporting a really shit Premier League team or anyone really that's shit because they're crap. It's exciting when they do well. There's no better way of putting it. So they started strong. As I said, I thought Wentz was going to go big. First half, he was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So my highlight was when he was wriggling away, as JP put Rogers it, Aaron Rodgers style. Yeah, he kind of was running around, managed to get free and threw a pretty long pass, like 40, 50 yards.
The mighty Nelson Aguilar.
Gabby Agbonlahor, yeah.
He looked quite jittery to me, Wentz, actually. He looked like he was throwing a lot of air behind the ball, like it was shaking around.
There were a few that were a bit too high.
Yeah. But overall, he looked very good.
Come on, overall, the Eagles. I think the Eagles D has always been looking pretty good, and now they've got some weapons. And Alshon Jeffrey did nothing.
No,
did
but you don't really need it when you
not
got
when you've got Agbonlahor.
Wentz was actually fifth highest scoring quarterback in fantasy this week.
He got like 300 yards on the
Can
nose.
Can you name
didn't
the other four quickly?
Yes,
Stafford,
Simeon. Was four. You're missing number three.
Number three.
Carr?
No.
I know Matt Ryan was number six.
You got 5 seconds.
Rivers?
I can't.
Game last
that.
Night.
Oh, Bradford.
Yes.
Of course.
Good work. Yeah, good work.
Be Rivers. Well, solid.
But yeah, how nuts is that? That's why you draw quarterbacks late.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, anyone can have a good game and a good matchup.
So what else happened? What else stood out to us? The Jags were obviously pretty... So we'll do very, I mean, you know, briefly, our teams did pretty well, apart from the Jags.
This is a team that has been appalling for a long, long time. And they started off the season away at the Texans, who won the division last year, won a playoff game last year. They went to their own backyard against one of the best defences in the league.
So the Texans looked abysmal, didn't
and
they?
Well, the Jags had a lot to do with that. They didn't let that defence get any sacks on Blake Bortles. And the Jags defence got 10 sacks.
That's because Bortles kept giving it to Fournette.
10 sacks. That is a franchise record.
Is it actually?
It is.
Wow. They broke a lot of records.
Unbelievable. So Calais Campbell the Texans got 3.5 sacks in the first half.
Texans were a bit emotionally exhausted. I think JJ Watt was trying to do a lot. But it just didn't work out as they planned. They really wanted to appease the fans.
The Jags
look good in defense, though, so you can't deny it. And Blake Bortles normally throwing 400 yards or attempting to with 9 interceptions. This time, 120 yards, and that's
fun,
all he needed
to fact,
do.
Blake Bortles' last 5 games, 1 interception. He's getting rid of that.
Is this in the park with his?
No. This is since.
Did you see that clip of when he went and
over.
Tapped that guy's injury?
Alan Robinson. He did go, "Oh, you'll be all right," smacking his ACL knee.
And I think I retweeted a response that said, "I think he was actually aiming for the other knee."
Yeah, that was great. What else happened in week one? What else was big? Would we say?
I thought Thursday night football was amazing. We were on our way to the Stags, so it was pretty early, and we managed to watch quite a lot of the game. And for a Thursday night game that got so much abuse of last year, of like, they're never good, they're never entertaining, I mean, we were put on a show.
Everyone's got to be happy that the Patriots lost that, don't they?
Yeah, you really have
to. I think they are.
Kareem Hunt.
Although the last time they've lost the first game, they went on to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the last 3 times they've lost the opening game, they've won the Super Bowl. So
that's ominous.
Well, don't they win every year, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. What other good games or other?
Well, I'd say the Rams was quite interesting. We saw the end of
talking about a great defensive display from
the
Jags.
Right, of course.
We saw all or nothing, and then you see a little cameo from Sean McVay, and you just think
I've been calling it.
What a genius he is! Like, so Goff really struggled last year because Fisher was just making him do his system, but this guy was just Sean McVay was just, I'm going to make you feel comfortable. I'm going to do, you have the roots or just throw it to the guys that you did when you're in college. And he just seems like this genius that can go into any team and really turn them around. So I'm looking forward to what they can do.
I agree with
that
to a point, but I want to put out that the Colts, without Andrew Luck, are the worst team in the NFL. He has been carrying.
That's a big shout. What about the Jets?
It's close. Someone asked the question last week, you know, who would win, the Colts without Andrew Luck or the Jets?
And you answered the Colts.
I really had to think about it.
I had no better response to that comment then.
Yeah, I had to really think about it, and I swayed between the decision, but they are
they could be slightly better with, what's his name, is it Jacoby Brissett?
I mean, they couldn't be any worse.
Yeah, so I think once they get him in another week, it could be slightly better. But yeah, you're right, the Colts were just...
John, what do you reckon about the Colts?
Underrated at the moment.
By low.
He's nailed that opinion.
I was going to say, are you saying a point on the Rams or...
No.
Or the Colts? Okay, I was going to say the Giants. What is weird is that they haven't scored a touch... they haven't got over 20 points in the last 7 games.
What? Even with OBJ?
Even with OBJ?
He was out, wasn't he? Yeah. Last night, whenever it was, the game, yeah.
Yeah, no, he was. Very well.
No, I was just going to say...
It's a fantastic stat, Greeny. I don't think you were given quite enough praise for that. Enjoyed that.
I was going to say that the Browns, although they lost, there were some very encouraging signs from them.
You've got to be happy with that.
DeShone Kizer looked pretty good. I mean, he holds on to the ball a bit too long, but, you know, he's a rookie. He's going to learn. His first ever game. I mean, with Myles Garrett in there, I think we could have push for the win, but we look like an NFL team.
Yeah,
you're
better than the Colts.
I'd say something stood out to me was Amari Cooper missing catches in the end zone. Didn't that happen like 3 in a row?
Maybe
a couple, like, one or two were difficult, but they were up for grabs.
They were. The best thing to know about that is the fact that he was getting the red zone targets in the first place, because last year.
But will
he
still be getting them?
Not after that.
I think
3 in a row.
I think
Crabtree must have been loving it.
I think he will.
Yeah.
You keep dropping those bad boys. You were just, you were like, why is he not throwing it to him? Okay, we'll move on. Halftime snacks time, where we talk about our wonderful sponsors, Zing Zing. The only real reason that John has agreed to engineer this session in Charlie's absence is their fantastic food. You can use the code, the wrong code written here. The correct code is Bites20, I believe.
20 Bites.
Oh, so I've got to get it all wrong every time. 20 Bites, or just say JP's name and you'll be fine. MSG-free Chinese food. You can order that and get 20% off. Moving on. Very quickly, rookie running backs, they seem to be the stars of the show in week one. Dalvin Cook, Leonard Fournette, Kareem Hunt, standout performances. Who's going to have the best season of the lot? For me, Kareem Hunt. We did a poll on Twitter. What was the verdict?
I actually just got the results. Who would you guys think
Hunt.
Is...
I would say Fournette would be the public decision.
We've got Fournette at 40%,
yeah.
Kareem Hunt at 38%, and then Cook at 22%.
I think that
we've got a lot of Jag fans on our Twitter, I think.
There are a lot of Jag fans in the UK, but...
I think it depends what you think. If it depends who's going to perform better, I think Fournette, he's a much better player, but Kareem Hunt's going to be more efficient because teams aren't going to stack the box as much. I mean,
I asked who's going to end the year with most fantasy points.
Was it the most efficient running back?
Fair enough. Okay.
Listen next time.
I think the fact that the Jags have said all off-season, they just want to run the ball... they don't want Bortles throwing it. Add that Allen Robinson is now there, so he doesn't have anyone to throw it to. They don't have anyone to throw it to.
No, they do.
They're literally just going to feed Fournette. Well, he had 29 touches.
He did, but also 56% of those touches, they had the Texans stacked the box with either 8 or 9 defenders.
Why won't they do that every other time?
No, but he still managed to get 100 yards rushing, 25 yards in the air and a touchdown.
I would actually go with Dalvin Cook. I think he had the most snaps out of any of those rookie running backs.
Who does he play for?
Vikings.
For the Vikings, yeah. Right,
he got 100 yards.
And with Diggs looking so good, Diggs could stretch the field, Thielen looked very good, both wide receivers. Cook, every time he got to like the outside of the field, he was just getting a lot of yards. He was getting like 10 yards at a time. He just looked really good.
Slow, steady, but let's remember this is the Saints defense and they're... You know, they've been notoriously poor for
The Vikings look like they've got a really good defense, so it's possible that they're not going to the offense can have a lot more time on the field.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Okay, well, it's always nice to see rookies doing well. It's exciting rather than the same old names. You know, who wants to see Frank Gore scoring points? Certainly not me. Greeny top three, the first Greeny's top three of the season since it started. What a shocking intro. I haven't done you justice. Let me try that again.
Yeah.
Greeny, give me your top three.
Ooh, so I've been a bit comical in pre-season, but we're going to
keep you... I wouldn't say that.
Okay, never mind. I've done my best. So, yeah, it might be too early to hail this as the year of the rookie, but it certainly went that way in week one, as we just mentioned, with the running backs. And we also had some good performances from TJ Watt, JJ Watt's brother. We had Golladay with two big touchdowns there. So I'm going to take you through my three top rookie seasons in the NFL.
Okay.
Right, so number three, we got Cam Newton. And so he came out of college at Auburn and he would just run through people because he was just so much bigger than everyone at college. And you just didn't expect, you wouldn't expect that to translate so easily. But he came out and he got 4,000 yards throwing, 21 touchdowns. That's not amazing, but then he got 14 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, that's insane.
Which is pretty incredible, and 700 yards. So that would have helped you in fantasy quite a bit. Then you've got Knight Lane.
Was he taken quite a lot in fantasy? Like, I didn't play fantasy football there, and people don't often take, you know, the rookie quarterbacks, but was he someone that was taken in draft? Do you remember?
I imagine he would have been either taken late or undrafted and picked up very early on. You know, like Matt Ryan was undrafted.
Greeny, you're not claiming you won the league with him?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what happened. I remember that Steve Smith had a great season. I think that was a season. He was his number one wide receiver. And after a few short weeks, he was big on the trade market. Everyone was clamoring to get him.
Cool.
Yeah.
He was good. Yeah, so number two, Knight Lane Train. So this guy in 1952...
Sorry, what was his name? The Knight Late Train?
The Knight Lane Train. That was his name. I think it was Sandy Lane. I actually didn't write his name down. Faux pas for me.
No need.
I think it was Sandy Lane.
I think it was... Yeah.
So in 1952, he walks into the front office of the LA Rams at the age of 25 and asked them to be the for a tryout as their wide receiver. But he wasn't drafted, but in his 1 year of junior college, he caught 18 touchdowns. So fair enough. They actually had a few standout wide receivers, but they liked what he had to offer, so they put him as defensive back. He did okay. 14 interceptions in 12 games.
Oh, wow.
Two touchdowns that he ran back for with 300 yards. Gain running back, so
all aboard the night train.
Yeah. And he had some weird unique tackling which was called the night train lane necktie. So
what
I'll post
the
video.
I'll just post
the video with his with his name as well.
Yeah.
And then number one, you've got
to know this one's name.
Did I write anything? Yeah, no, sorry.
Oh my God.
No, I'm kidding.
Make it up on the spot.
No, we've become a lot more professional since the season started.
Absolutely.
We've really gone forward.
Yeah.
So it's got to be the running backs who have had such a great impact. And you had Zeke Elliott last year with his 1,900 total yards and 16 touchdowns, total touchdowns. But the greatest year has got to be, predominantly due to his goggles, Eric Dickerson, which was in 1982. He got 2,200 total yards, 400 carries, and 22 total touchdowns, I believe.
Yeah, I watched his football life, and the guy was a joke.
It was incredible.
I can't watch any of those that are like before 1990. They're too
I do find it quite difficult. Too grainy.
Too grainy.
Yeah. Get it in HD.
I need high definition.
I thought you were watching a superstar NFL guy and thinking, that's too much like Greeny.
Yeah. What?
What?
Grainy. You said grainy.
Right.
I'm going to roll with it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'd rather you just rolled out. okay, let's look ahead to week two. We need to do a little preview for the listeners. But before going into previewing week two games, we thought we could play a quick game of start. I mean, if this sounds like I'm reading it, then it's because I am. No, we're going to play a quick game of start, bench, drop. That sounds like a fun game. Yeah. It sounds a bit like £1 million drop without the potential to win any money. So we're going to look at three players in each position who are finishing the top 10 fantasy point scorers and ask who you should start, bench or drop. So I'm going to spring them upon you. So quarterbacks, Greeny. You're sat there looking like a quarterback.
Yeah,
are you ready?
I'm ready. Okay. So in my start, I'm going to go.
We need to at least pretend this is being sprung upon you. I know you have the names written down in front of you, but we're now going to.
I thought I could start anyone, so I'm really surprised now.
We're now going to play a game where we pretend you haven't heard these names.
Okay.
Quarterback Greeny, Alex Smith from the Chiefs, Matt Stafford, rich man, and Sam Bradford.
Rich man.
So, snog, marry, avoid.
So, is this for week two? Or for the season?
I'm going to say going forward, because otherwise you'd have to write down who they're playing. There's too many different variances.
Okay, I like it.
Just go with it, going forward.
I like this guy for week two because he starts the season strong. But
so you've just done what he didn't say.
No. Yeah. But I would not project him to do that much this season. And that's Alex Smith. What he did in week one against the Patriots was almost unheard of for him. I'm going to drop him.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to bench Matt Stafford.
I like him
midway through the season. I think he's got a difficult matchup week two. And I'm going to start Bradford. He lit it up against...
Who's his main target, Sam Bradford?
He looked good.
Sam Bradford is Adam Thielen and Kyle Rudolph and Dalvin Cook.
Right.
Plenty. Got some weapon.
Okay.
Yeah.
JP, running backs. You've got Todd Gurley, T.Y. Montgomery and Mike Gillisley? Yeah. Whatever, Mike Gillespie.
I'm going to start Ty Montgomery. I think he's got one of the highest upsides of any running back out there. I mean, he showed last week that he's going to get the carries, the goal line work. He is the main man.
And also they're playing the Falcons, who just let Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen run wild.
There we go. I am going to bench Todd Gurley.
Yeah.
I think he's got that potential upside there, but he's still just not showing. I don't trust him just yet. And surprisingly enough, three touchdown man Mike Gillisley, I'm going to drop because you just can't trust when he's going to produce for you. Belichick is going to change it up every time with those running backs, and out of the three, Gillisley's the man I'm going to drop.
I think I agree with all of those suggestions for what it's worth. Charles, wide receivers. We've got some names I'm going to struggle with. We've got Kenny Golladay, who did well, didn't he? Adam Thielen, who just sounds like a guy we might know. And then Cooper Kupp, which sounds made up. And rhymes.
Cooper Kupp made up. I think Kenny Golladay, I think I would probably have him on my bench as a high upside player. He's, again, like Greeny said, with Matt Stafford, they've got a tough running for the start of the season. Adam Thielen's got a start. You know, like we say, they look very good in week one, the Vikings, and he's going to be in the slot and getting a lot of action. He got 157 yards, most in the league this year, so far this year, in week one. And I'm going to drop Cooper Kupp. He is a good wide receiver, but you've got probably the worst offense out of them. So going with the play of the quarterback, Jared Goff is the weakest quarterback, despite the phenomenal week one result. He's going to be the one I'm going to drop, even though he's got potential to be very good.
Okay, I've been left with tight ends, so I might need some help. Yeah. But I'm going to go, I'm torn to start, so the options are Austin Hooper, Kobe Fleener and Charles Clay. I'm torn between starting Clay and Hooper, who I think both look pretty good week one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Hooper.
I agree
because
with
I think that you've got Matt Ryan, correct? Behind correct. Throwing to him. Correct. And that Julio Jones, if I'm right, is going to have a lot of double coverage.
I thought you were going to say Julio Jones throwing to him.
No. I know more than you give me credit for. So I'm going to start Hooper. I'm going to bench Clay and I'm going to say ta-rah, ta-rah to Kobe Fleener.
Yeah, I think as soon, especially once Snead comes back, Fleener's going to be back to the bottom of the pile.
He's going
to
be gone. Okay, cool.
It's like an earthquake in here.
John? Is there an earthquake in the studio? John's chatting away to someone.
Sorry, guys, wasn't listening.
Moving on.
We're used to it.
Is that the new jingle?
Week two breakdown. So we're going to go through... Sorry, something I've got written down, shout out for week one hits. Does that mean like the big hits, big tackles? Or does that just mean when we hits, as in correct scores? Anyone know?
We did our projections last week.
Oh, right.
I was about to say, I did the rundown. I don't remember writing that. And I think Charles has been in the editing room.
Subliminally writing down stuff.
If we're going to be shamed for what didn't go well, why can't we just have one line of where we get praised?
Oh, we like to praise ourselves.
For our geographies.
Anyway, let's move on. So
Charles had a good shout out for Danny Amendola and the Jags D. Yeah. So let's just give him that.
Charles, you know.
And we'll move on swiftly.
Yeah. I just want to say Sproles, he got more yards than Alshon Jeffrey.
Okay.
And he got 10 targets, which is a lot.
Okay. Glad I dropped him. star, dud, surprise. Lots of kind of like three power games we're playing at the moment.
Rule of three.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a snog, marry, avoid, aren't we?
Absolutely. Well, that's what we just did.
No, we're going to actually have to do a proper snog, marry,
avoid. You can do a snog, marry, avoid with us three.
Yeah, well, that could cause issues. Stardust
Christmas
surprise.
Special.
So, Thursday night football. So, that's literally in 2 days as of the recording date, as of today. Bengals are at home to the Texans. So, very quickly, just the name. Charles, who's the stud in that game?
You'll be happy to hear this. Lamar Miller. The Bengals without Perfect.
I thought you were about to say the Bengals.
No, the Bengals without Perfect. They let the Ravens run wild on them. And I think Miller, even against such a good Jags defense, did actually have a solid game. I think he'll have a very good game this week.
Okay. JP, who's the dud in that game?
The Bengals offense.
Okay. And Greeny.
Dalton killing everyone.
Who's your... Not actually, though. No. Greeny, who's your surprise pick in that one?
Yeah, Gio Bernard. They struggled, but he's still got 23-yard long run and a 40-yard reception.
I saw him.
They'll use him more.
Okay. Moving on to some of the Sunday games. So, 6 p.m. UK time, Red Zone, you can watch this. Saints at home to the Patriots. That's a tasty matchup. JP, who's the stud in that one?
I think Brandon Cook's revenge game against his old team. I think Brady's going to help him light it up.
That's tasty. Dud, Greeny?
Gillislee. Very similar reasons, JP. This week, they might just not use him. They might use Burkhead. They might use
White.
Anyone else. They'll throw it around.
I'm not sure about that Burkhead. He looks like he should be a security guard. and who's your surprise, Charlesy, in that team?
Mine
that game?
Is Chris Hogan. Similar reasons for Brandon Cooks, but I feel like you can get him off the...
Did he used to play
for... No, but he's a wide receiver, and the Saints just let two wide receivers get post-top 5 weeks in Thielen and Diggs, and I think, you know, there's room enough to eat for two.
how lovely. Like Toby Carvery.
Absolutely.
Chiefs.
All you can eat.
The Chiefs at home to the Eagles. So Eagles on the road twice in the first two games. How unfair. The stud, Charles Wentz, I assume.
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
I genuinely went Wentz.
There we go.
I think he could have a very good... And it's a very bold shout because I know the Chiefs' defence are very good, but their star safety, Eric Berry, I believe, is out
For the season.
For the season.
Achilles.
Yeah, we didn't mention that in news because it's not necessarily fantasy relevant.
Well, apparently it is.
Headline, but it is.
And he got comeback player of the year last year.
He's one of the, you know, the big parts of that defense.
Good chance
and I
for
think,
wins.
You know, he's got the weapons now with like Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith and Zach Ertz to have another very good game.
And Darren Sproles.
Okay, JP, who's the dud?
I've actually gone for Alshon. Only, you know, 38 yards last week. We saw Nelson Aguilar having a bigger role in the offense. And I just, with that good Chiefs defense, if he lines up against Marcus Peters, I don't think he's going to get much change out of him. So I just think it's going to be a down game for him.
What happened to Torrey Smith in the first game? He didn't do much, did he? Did he play?
He did a couple of catches. He was solid.
I saw him on Twitter and people were having a go at him because he didn't do something to do with a fumble. I can't remember what it was. If anyone knows.
There was one big catch.
30 yards on one reception.
Oh, right. Yeah. You just Google that or do you just know that? You just know that stuff, don't you?
I just know.
You're a stats man.
You can know it.
Greeny,
he looks at his phone
who's the surprise in that game?
Alex Smith. So he actually got the third highest score last year, week one. Which is interesting, and he got three rushing touchdowns to start the year last year. He always starts the season well, so that will continue into.
You're
week
the only
two.
Person I know who says that's interesting to his own facts every single.
Well,
time.
If no one else is going to, the Jags hosting the Titans. Greeny, coming back to you. Who's your stud in this game?
I think Titans went away from what they'd normally do best. They run the ball. DeMarco Murray is going to have a good game. Pick it up again. Against a stern Jags defence, albeit.
Okay, Charlesy, who's the dud in this one?
I mean, I've gone for any Titans receivers and potentially Mark DeMarco. I think the Jags defence is legit. It is legit.
So basically,
no one's getting through.
All the Titans.
If you can avoid playing your Titans, obviously, I appreciate you might not be able to avoid playing DeMarco Murray, but I think they could have struggled.
Are you going to get in trouble for being biased, Charles?
It kind of works well into my surprise, though, because I've gone Corey Davis. And if Charles thinks the Jags defense are going to be so good, it would be a surprise if he does well then. I mean, he's the rookie wide receiver. He had 10 targets last week. I think Mariota, like, everyone's going to be big on the Jags D, as Charles clearly is.
Absolutely.
So I think Corey Davis could open his account
good
this week.
I like the sound of that.
I realised I actually wrote that. Walker. So
sorry?
I don't know why I went on the fly there. I realised I actually wrote Walker, Delanie Walker.
Oh, I like your spontaneity.
I think Delanie Walker would have been a better shout.
Greeny, I've just received a message from your brother telling me that he's playing Turnberry Golf Course. That's really irritating me because I'm sat here in the studio.
He wouldn't dare text me that.
Anyway, the later games on Sunday, also on Red Zone, which sounds like I'm being sponsored by Red Zone, which I'm not. Chargers.
We should probably call them.
We should. Chargers playing the Dolphins. Dolphins' first game, of course, after unfortunately not being able to play first week.
Yeah.
Who's the stud in this game, Greeny? Your team are playing?
It's got to be Tyrell Williams. He didn't get a lot of opportunity against the Broncos week one, but he got the same receptions and more yards than Keenan Allen. So I expect him to go big against the Dolphins.
Okay, Charles, who's the dud?
I'm going to go Devonta Parker. I think the Chargers' defense, their cornerback duo, look very good. And I think those who think Devonta Parker might, you know, have big plays, have big things, might be slightly disappointed this week.
Okay, and the surprise, JP?
I've gone for Phil Rivers. Wasn't drafted in a lot of leagues. People were quite down on him this summer. He's quite old, but he's just shown against the Broncos, 3 for 3 touchdowns, had a pretty solid week in a loss, but nonetheless, I think he's going to have a solid game this week.
Okay, and then the final game, which is the late Sunday night game. We've got the Falcons against the Packers. That's tasty. That's a game you'd go to, isn't it?
Absolutely.
If you were given free tickets in the press box.
I'd go to most for free.
Is anyone listening to us in Atlanta, do you reckon? They can give us some free... Isn't that, they not
got okay. some family well, friends there.
Can they get some free tickets? Anyway, I digress. JP, who's going to be the stud?
It's going to be Aaron Rodgers. He had a poor game this week, but he's going to bounce back and show why he is the main man.
Okay, Greeny, who's going to struggle? Who's the dud?
Yeah, I've got Matt Ryan. He struggled a bit against the Bears. He found Hooper, luckily, on open coverage, but the Packers look really good against the Seahawks, so they might stuff him up.
Okay, and finally, the surprise from Charles.
I'm going to say Sanu. I think that actually Matt Ryan will have a decent game, and I think as a second wide receiver, Sanu could have a lot of opportunities in what I predict to be a shootout.
What does that mean? Lots of points.
Very high scoring, toing and throwing, lots of touchdowns,
worth
lots of points to be
up
had.
For, perhaps.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to move on to the final part of the show, which is the emails, tweets, questions from everyone on Twitter and the likes. First one is from Mr. Geography. any ideas, anyone?
Where's he from?
Very good. Out of the Rams, Jags and Browns, which team has improved the most since last season? So you've got 1 week to answer that. But Greeny, what are you saying?
Yeah, I've got the Rams. You can only beat what's in front of you. The Jags and Browns started hard last year until Bortles knocked the confidence out of them.
Don't be ridiculous. We lost a lot of games.
Charles, though. This is Greeny's question. Come on.
So yeah. It's the Rams. It's the definitive
Jags.
Answer.
It's obviously the Jags.
I like what Cooper Kupp and Watkins bring to that team.
Okay. Charles, I'm coming to you now because we've got Dave Roddy asking. He can see the Rams going 3-0 in the first three games. So winning all the first three games. Discuss. Aaron Donald to come back in too. They play home to the Redskins, 49ers, before facing the Cowboys.
I think that they could definitely do well against the 49ers, but I think the Redskins will beat them. I think, you know, let's not get carried away by what, again, a win against a really, really poor Colts team. And I think the Redskins, they gave the Eagles a very good game. And I think, it, you know, the Redskins will have the better of the Rams, and then they'll be good. Maybe potentially 2-1 going into a defeat against the Cowboys.
But could they?
For a 500
could they beat
record.
The Cowboys in a one-off game? I think they might.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. They can. But
anyone
they won't.
Can beat anyone, can't they?
I don't think
it's
they will.
They could be going 3-0 before they play the Cowboys.
Yeah, they'll be 2-2 after four games, and they'll take that all day long.
Okay. This one's been assigned to me. JP, you've been rudely left off these questions, but you can help me out. Liam asks, given his performance versus the allegedly tough Texans D, is anyone who drafted Fournette in round two a fantasy genius? I wouldn't go that far. No. I mean, he was pretty highly rated. He was one of the highest rookie running backs coming out. I sound very professional. JP, are they a genius or are they just kind
I think
of drafting
just, they
smartly?
They drafted well and, you know, yeah. The Jags, like I said, they said they were going to run Fournette as much as they can and they're doing it. I've actually got a question for Charles that I'd quite like to ask.
Okay.
On the fly.
Here we go.
So it's just about
tasty, isn't it?
It's just about waiver wire picks. Okay. And I know I'm kind of bringing this back to our friends league because I've got the first waiver wire pick and I believe Charles has the second.
I do.
And I want to know if he's going to answer truthfully for the listeners.
Wow.
Or for himself here.
Yeah. No, that's
get fine. Your genitals out, put them on the table.
Who would be your number one waiver wire pickup this week?
Genuinely, I am still yet to decide between Tariq Cohen and Kerwin Williams.
You've got to pick
right now
right
on
now.
The table. It's irrelevant because you could just pick in them to piss him off.
I mean, you know,
he's gonna lie.
I'd probably go Kerwin Williams because David Johnson is.
You'd
out
go who?
But they've just signed Chris Johnson.
Oh, I've
oh, they're, oh, they're about to.
Kerwin Williams. Oh, I've tried to get him, but I'm 8. I've got no chance, do I? No,
probably no.
You're 8 years old.
Well, I didn't know that news.
Who have they gone? Who have they picked up? Chris Thompson,
Chris Johnson,
Chris Johnson.
They're very close to pick up Chris Johnson. It could be running back by committee. Who knows? There could be a lot of complications. You can't.
He's
not going to be their one man.
Okay. Well, I'm going to flip that back to you, JP. I'm at 8th. Do I bother to go to try for someone, or do I do this whole get a free agent after where nothing matters?
I would actually wait because if everyone, the way that our waiver priority works, if everyone takes someone above you, you'll move up and up. So next week you'll have number one priority or number two. So if there's no one you really want, I'd leave it.
We changed that, didn't we? We used to just be a free-for-all in the waiver-wise-ish, didn't it?
Well, it used to,
as in
it
the
used
worst
to reset
team.
Every week. But I think you should still go for the top players in case, for whatever reason,
they fall. Yeah,
they fall, but don't go for players
for
the sake of it.
Okay. Exactly. That makes sense.
Wait until the day after when you don't ruin your priority position.
Okay. Before we finish off, everyone needs to pick a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end who is going to finish in the top 10. That isn't the top 5 players. I didn't actually see this part, so I haven't prepped. So I will just make it up / when I copy your answers. Greeny, very quickly give me the names.
Yeah. We'll post it on Twitter. Quarterback is Derek Carr.
Should we go around? Yeah.
Derek Carr against a poor Jets defense.
Okay. Yeah. Charles.
I've gone for Carson Palmer. There we go.
I have gone for Carson Palmer.
And I've gone
for
Derek Carr. How funny. running back, Creaney.
I've gone Ty Montgomery for the... you saw how Tariq Cohen was used against the Falcons last week. Ty Montgomery.
Okay.
I was going to go for Ty Montgomery, but I'm going to go for Lamar Miller, not safe pick as a top... You know, he's not known as a high upside guy, but I think, as I mentioned earlier, this could be a game for him.
Sorry, JP?
I've gone for... A pretty contrarian one. I've gone for Jaquizz Rodgers.
Oh, hello.
Bucks first game. I think he's going to be the main man for them, and I think he's going to be ready to go.
I'll start him then.
Okay. I'm going to go for someone pick me a team, and I'll name their running back.
The 49ers.
Carlos Hyde.
Yeah,
there we go. I'll go for Hyde. He looked quite good. Wide receiver, Greeny.
Tyrell Williams. Just spoke about him. He's going to have a big game against the Dolphins.
Okay, Charlesy.
Amari Cooper, I mean, I think against the Jets.
If he's really
safe,
I'll go Crabtree then. I'll go Crabtree.
Okay, JP?
I've gone Randall Cobb. He was actually the most targeted receiver for Green Bay, which is very encouraging signs for him. So I think he's going to have a big week this week.
Okay, I will go for Agbonlahor. I'm riding the Agbonlahor train at the Eagles. Tight end, our final one. Greeny?
Red zone Rudolph. That's Carl Rudolph for the Vikings.
Okay, Charlesy?
Mine is very much a bold shout. I'm going to go for Benjamin Watson of the Ravens.
He, like that.
This week, in week one, he got one target and he didn't catch it. He got 0 points. I think, though, against the Browns, despite playing very well, have been, for a long time, very poor against the tight end position and allowed Jesse James to get two touchdowns. I think, you know, it could be a safety blanket for Flacco coming back from injury. They ran the ball a lot, but I think this time the tight end could have a good
JP.
game.
I've gone for Kobe Fleener. While Sneed is out, Fleener, he got 6 targets and a touchdown last game. Breeze looked like he was targeting him a bit more, trusting him. They're going to have to play from behind. Let's go.
Okay. Patriots are very good against tight ends.
I'm going to go for Greg Olsen. I think Cam Newton needs a good week, and he's going to go to one of his go-to guys. Is that correct? The right team, isn't it?
Yeah, he is the right team.
Just checking.
Is that the right answer?
Just checking. I haven't embarrassed myself there. Yeah. Well, now is the point where we'd normally ask Charlie for his trivia question. John, do you have any questions for us, be them NFL or otherwise?
Is this my big moment to shine?
This is it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I do actually have a question. I just need to phrase it. It might take a moment.
It's a phrase. I might have to translate from German.
So, Ace Ventura.
Was not expecting that to be the first two words you could say.
As you know, it's the only NFL reference that I'm aware of.
Right.
And we all know it stars Dan Marino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The bad guy in that film.
Have you ever thought about radio?
Was Ray Finkel. Do you remember Ray Finkel?
Nope.
Yeah, he's a kicker.
Yeah, he's a kicker, yeah? And who turned a bit tranny at the end, didn't he?
Oh, he did. Laces out.
And laces out, that was it.
That's fine.
Marino didn't do laces out. Finkel missed a kick, lost the Super Bowl. Then he went mental and tried to kill everyone.
Right. What's the question?
Oh, yeah, is this just your review of Ace Ventura?
So who is
going to...
Ask a question.
Who was random cameo man for in the scene in the
actual
pool?
Game footage of the Super Bowl in that film? You'll never get this.
You can't even read it. So what Charles have we
1984,
got?
Who is the real kicker, the real Dolphins kicker in that film? 1984.
Oh my gosh.
That's very niche trivia. I think it begins with an S surname.
I'm going to say Smith.
I'm going to say Roberto Aguayo.
Pat.
No.
Smith.
I just said Smith.
Oh, did you?
We're thinking of the same Smith. Are you thinking Alex?
No, I'm
Alex Smith.
Jared
the
Smith.
The quarterback for
I don't think
Chiefs.
We know. Do you know Greeny? No.
I'll just go for my favourite kicker name, Randy Bullock.
Okay. Jonathan?
Some guy called Yui Von Shaman.
I was going to say that.
I knew there was an S.
Luckily, Charles,
I knew there was
an S. Charlie is
like that. You're like, Greeny, you're like one of those mediums. I'm sensing an S. Someone in the room knows someone
with an S. The surname began with an S.
John, would it be possible to do that again and drag it out longer? Okay, that's all we have time for. It's the end of week one football. Football starts again very soon. We're very excited. Do keep asking your questions, talking about bits to you. But we've had a big response this week on Twitter. We've had thousands of messages flooding in, which we love to hear from. And any stag stories you've got, do share them.
Yeah.
And we apologise, Igor, if you are by chance listening.
Or British red zone experiences.
Yeah.
Bring them out.
Yeah, let us know. Cool. All right, we'll see you next time. See you next week.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Mahalo. Hey, let's go! Brits in the end zone. Come on, let's go!